thought our guys played strong. We knew Winnipeg was going to come hard. They're trying to get somewhere. We're trying to get somewhere. But I think you always try to say the right things going into a game like this. Like, we're confident and we're going to, you know. But our guys truly were. I mean, I think just from the way we were built previous years, last year, certainly this year, and this group in particular, but there's been a lot of guys in there for a few years. But there's been a lot of work that's gone into this to make you feel like you're ready for a game like tonight, where it's an elimination and you know you have to win in order to be successful. And I think our guys handled it really well.
Why was the penalty kill so successful tonight, do you think?
Penalty kill is about detail and hard work. I thought our guys were good. It's a dangerous unit. We don't want to do that, especially that many times in the first period. So, we needed them to be up to the challenge for that. I thought Pekka was excellent in that. We made the saves we needed to, but I thought we were pretty tight on the penalty kill.
And just to follow up on that, Peter, it felt like your guys were aggressive with their reads and giving them a lot less time and space. Wheeler especially, and is that by design, or you're always trying to do that?
I don't think you can give this team, whether it's 5-on-5 or 4-on-4, I mean, it seems like when we get burned, we give them too much. So I think our guys did a good job just recognizing that, and they were able to, certainly on the penalty kill, take time and space, get the reads that they needed, block the shots that they needed, get the clears that they needed. So there's a lot of things that go into it, but I don't think you want to give this group from Winnipeg too much time.
When you're killing 6 minutes in a span of 8.5, how taxing is that?
It is taxing. It's a good point. I mean, I got players that need to get on the ice too. I mean, it's not just about the guys that are getting taxed. It's about the guys that are sitting on the bench. And now, Mike Fisher comes out in the middle of that as well. So we lose a penalty killer. So now you're moving things around, but it's just not. It doesn't create for good flow on the bench at all. We got through it. I thought we did a good job getting through it. We faced with a little bit of adversity, so that was good. But you're right, the guys that are taxed, the defensemen that keep going out there, your 4 to 6 penalty killers that keep going out there, but it's the guys that are sitting on the bench and kind of waiting to play the game too. They're out of it now as well.
You have an update on Mike Fisher, by the way?
I don't.
We've sort of run out of superlatives to describe Philip Forsberg and the goals that he's scored in this postseason. To be able to do that in this particular game, how have you seen him elevate his game in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question that Phil's a big game player. And tonight, the two goals that he scored, I think, kind of exemplify that. To go to get a stick, to hold somebody off, to get the stick exchanged, still stay on sides, and then muscle your way to have positioning. And the other goal was just a good work by their line, but he had to finish it off, and it wasn't. Well, none of us, to be honest, none of us in this room could make that play. So you got to give him a lot of credit. Not just Phil was good. You do need difference makers like that in a game when you're faced with elimination. But I thought our group in general was good, just with the way we approached the game today, the way we attacked the day.
The first ever Game 7 at Richmond Arena on Thursday. What are you expecting from the fans and the spectacle that that would be?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's been great. Our arena's been, the fans have been there for us. They supported us. We gotta keep our eye on the ball here. We gotta stay focused on what we gotta do on the ice and make sure that we're ready.
Peter, when you look at Phillip's first goal, he had to go get a new stick. How important is it to have a guy like Pete Rogers that can be that quick on the
ice? Quick. I mean, he's been around a long time, but you're right about that too. That exchange sometimes isn't as quick as you think, and he was sharp with it. I mean, it's a big turning point in the game. It's a big part of the game, and both guys were good. He was good at getting it. The exchange was good. Staying on sides, like I said, it's not as easy as you think.
Is it a testament to just how competitive and how closely matched these two teams are that neither team has been able to string together 2 wins in a row?
I think so. I mean, they're a good hockey team. We think we're a good team as well. And if you weren't thinking that it wasn't going to go 7 games, it was probably. I mean, we only missed each other by a couple points in the regular season standings as 1 and 2, and you knew it was just going to be that type of a series. So I think everybody knew that. And that's what it plays out to. It's now what was a best of 7, and now just simply 1 game. The winner moves on. Go ahead.
Just one more. What does it say about Victor Arvidsson that he's able to excel in a game like this that's, big boy hockey?
Yeah, I mean, you see the way he gets banged around out there. He just keeps going. He goes to the hard areas. He makes the tough plays. But that's not new. That's, to be honest, that's not just today. That's not just because it's a big game. I said this the other day. It's his makeup of who he is. He plays the game hard, and he plays it fearless. And that's what makes him special.
Thank you.